WRU. WRPV-448 monitoring.
WSEU-445 monitoring. WSET-544, are you on channel?
WSET-544, read you loud and clear.
I was beginning to wonder with the weather up here if I was getting out or not.
Yeah, I got a late start, had a late dinner, got woke up in the middle of the night with a bunch of noise. Thought somebody's trying to get in the house or something. It's been a rough night.
Same here. I got a late start getting going this morning, too.
How much snow did we get up there?
I might not be able to transit. I'm getting people pulling in the lot right next to me.
Cutting in and out a little bit. I'm getting closer to the repeater though. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know if you'll be able to hear me. People are falling in the parking lot right next to me.
Yeah, I'm still getting you. Did we get dumped on last night with a ton of snow?
It's starting right now. It's supposed to really hit by late tonight.
Mina goes out with the plow, just tell her not to run into any cars with it.
Right. Mina was plowing the other day a little bit when the lot was cleared out, kind of cleaning up.
Hell, you guys got an easy day. I got about 80-pound bags of concrete down into a basement window, and we got to mix and pour it very quickly.
That just means you're going to get your exercise today. They're actually calling for another 8 to 10 inches, maybe plus, on this storm coming in tonight.
Well, everybody wanted winter. Now we're getting it. Nobody can complain.
Nope, no complaints, but we're going to get buried.
Man, I'm going to have to get home and get that snowmobile fixed now so I can take that out.
Yeah, by the time you get home, there's going to be lots of stuff for you to do. Lots of snow to clean up, get the snowmobile going, shovel sidewalks.
Oh, no. My wife knows how to run the snowblower. She's been keeping it clean for me.
Well, that makes it easier.
Yeah, I can't get her to... I told her just drop the bucket and drag it backwards or use the box scraper, but she won't. She uses that stupid little snowblower.
you know your tractor's not going to run into nothing.
Wait a minute. Where are you getting 8 to 10?
Gaylord's talking about getting it again.
Oh, okay. Man, you made me pause there. I was over on the other radio, and I heard that, and I went, what? So, okay, yeah, not down here.
No, it's WSEU 445, station for ID.
All right, you guys carry on. Just heard that 8 to 10 more coming in, and I freaked out a little bit. Catch you later, WRUU 850.
850, this is all lake effect we're getting hit with up here.
WSEU 544. Yeah, that would, if we're going to get 8 inches down here through the day, people would be in a total panic.
Yeah, if they had what we had up here, they wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah, I would. I'd be out driving around in it. Just another day.
Yep, and as it was 2 days ago, with the National Weather Service up here, has said we were 43.7, and we're still counting.
Yeah, that 43.7 was over 2 days, and that was a record. I mean, and it hasn't stopped since. You guys have probably gotten 8 inches to a foot since then.
Most definitely. I got to try to get stuff done here early so I can go home for an hour's worth of daylight and try to get the rip rake.
If it ever gets bad enough and you got to go home in the middle of the day or something, Brian, you can cut out and just make it work. People are going to understand. They got the same problem.
I'll be okay. Mina's supposed to be here today, and I've got one in here right now that's kind of messing with me a little bit, but we've only got like 4 on the schedule, so I should be okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Like I say, Justin knows. I mean, he gets it. If it's bad enough and you got to leave to go take care of yourself, that's not an issue.
I figure if I get out of here about 4 a day or something, it'll give me a little bit of daylight. I can see what I'm doing. I'm only going to do the lower half of it so the ice dams quit.
Justin was saying that everything was falling off the roof at the shop.
Yeah, we're doing okay. The roof's already dumped twice up here. Heard it hit the back wall.
Yeah, I know Bill had to warn them to not let their kids play over there by that because, I mean, when it comes off, it's violent.
Yeah, I'll let Justin know, too, if he wants to do that. We heard him out there playing the other day, and I was like, good boy.
All right, Brian. I'm just getting to where I got to be here, so... I will chat at you later. WSET 544, clear on your final.
Hi, Josh. We'll talk to you later. I'll get the stuff done around here. WSEU 445, clear, monitoring.
WRVU 954.
WRZF 865, monitoring.
WRMQ 805 mobile. Just checking out my new handheld, seeing if it works.
WRVV 690 base, listening.
WSFV 793, any friendlies out there? WSFV 902, from WSFV 793, you're Ralph Frank. No Kathy on the friendlies. WSFV 793, clear.
This is WSFA 972. Can I get a radio check?
This is WRZF 865. I didn't catch the call sign on the radio check, but you're sounding good. I'm over in the on the Macomb repeater, so you sounding good?
Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. WSSA 972. WSUY 842 mobile.
Please.
WRAF 504, monitoring channel.
WSCI 783 to station 392, copy.
WF213 to station WSCI 783, copy.
This is 783, go ahead.
Oh, very good, you're wall to wall. I'm just checking to see if I was making the trip up that way today. I'm with all this weather.
Yeah, you sound a lot better than you did last night.
Yeah, I cranked up the base and I'm looking at that mobile to see if I can improve that.
Were you talking to me on the mobile last night?
That's affirmative. I was still southbound when I fired it up.
Yeah, well, you're definitely doing a better job on the base, without a doubt. I don't think you need to raise that antenna anymore.
Yeah, your transmission's clear as well. A good deal. I don't think weather's going to matter with our setups now.
Yeah, I just got back from Kim's on mobile right now. Pulled that battery out of her side-by-side. She says it was dead. Had to put it on the charger overnight, put my meter to it, cranked it over, battery's still good.
Yeah, that hurts. Hopefully a simple charger will bring it back. If not, that's another battery, which is not fun because I know you just did that.
Yeah, she charged it overnight for me while you and I and the boys were out. And I put my meter on it today and cranked it over, and it stayed where it needed to be voltage-wise. So the battery's still good. It's inside for the winter, and she's all set for the spring.
Very good. Hopefully somebody will fix that up. It's a good deal for somebody, especially a deer hunter.
Yeah, definitely good buy with low mileage. Is your better half following up with the doctor?
That's affirmative. I find that's amazing. Good thing is I know she's not pregnant.
Well, I still would hold you if you needed it, just to let you know.
Absolutely appreciate that.
All right, we're heading to Walmart, and I got pool league tonight, so I'll yak at you later. WSCI 783. I'm clear after yours.
WSCW213, clear.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
I just heard the Zebra part. This is WSCA 795. Mike 75, how are you doing today?
Doing well, you're
kind of
scratching in the machine, but I can make you out.
Yeah, I can hear you.
most of what you said there, so I guess, I'm not sure if you're trying to get into Detroit or Flint, or if you're in that no man's land between the two, but yeah, if you come up a little bit further there, we'll definitely be around if you want to give a shout out again.
Yeah, I'll bump you on that Flint, I hit that one real good. That's a real strong one, and like I said, I'm happy with this new mobile antenna I bought. Definitely an improvement on the last one I had. I'm out and clear for your last grant.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I got about 99% of what you said that time there. Yeah, I was just down towards Detroit the other night there and kind of hit that no man's land, and then I was able to hit Detroit for a minute and then dropped out again, and it was kind of like that for about 30 miles. But, yeah, so we're going to be running around for a little bit, so as you come up closer, we'll be listening, and we'll definitely, you know, be shouting out to you again. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 monitoring.
WRPB 448.
Station 218. Station 218, WRUG, Brady, copy.
WRZX 218 in the mobile. Good afternoon, Jack.
Well, I'm glad to hear you back. I haven't heard nothing from you. I'm in the mobile too, Roger.
Copy that. I was out of town a couple of days, Thanksgiving and stuff, and doing a bunch of that stuff. We're back now. Go ahead.
How did it go?
Hey, pretty good, pretty good. I gotta go back. They gotta take some polyps out of there, but no cancer.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Anyhow. I'm going a little bit shopping, and after that I go home. There's a snow coming down. That's what I heard. 60%, they said.
Fair copy of that. Yeah, a little bit here this evening. I don't know. I don't think we'll get too much.
Who wants that? We don't want that either. Well, good to hear from you. Good talking to you, Randall. Take care. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG, 488.
Roger that, Jack. All right, I'll talk at you later when I get back home on the base this evening to see what's going on. WIGS 218, and we are standing by in the mobile. Good morning.
WRPV 448 monitoring.
Station 448, you got a copy?
WRPV 448, yes I do. This is Kirk. How are you today?
There, Kirk. I think you're up there in Holly, if I remember right. We talked at you. I was out in Milan, I believe, last summer, and we talked, so go ahead.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, I'm right here next door to the Holly State Rec area, Groveland Township, right between downtown Holly and downtown Ortonville. Over.
Copy that. That's right. By the state game there, the recreation area. Is that by where they do that Renaissance Festival?
Right on the other side of Dixie Highway from where I'm at, yep. And the Holly ORV Park is right next door to that property. Over.
Roger that. All right, good talking to you. I got to step in this store here real quick. This is WRZX 218, Randall, and we are in downtown Ypsilanti, broadcasting live. We will be standing by after your final.
Well, it's very good to speak with you again. This is WRPB 448, Kirk Groveland Township, and I am clear. Have yourself a good day. We'll do it again.
WSCH 795 Mike, standing by mobile and Flint.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra A10 mobile monitoring.
WRPB 448. Hello, Paige. Are you out there still?
Hello, 448. Yeah, I'm wandering around out here somewhere, just outside of Vancouver, headed towards Frankenmuth and then Saginaw.
Copy that. I heard you on a little bit ago talking with someone, and I figured next time I heard you, I would pop in and say hello. Again, this is Kurt from Groveland Township. I take it your day is going well?
Well, it's not awful. You know, it's kind of clouding over here a bit, so it looks like we're going to get some snow, and I'm supposed to go out tonight. I'm kind of rethinking whether I want to do that or not. I guess I got to look at the radar when I get home and see what the weather's like. I'm supposed to go to an event down by Ann Arbor tonight, but I might stay in. We'll see.
Copy that. I heard so far estimates are kind of all over the place. I guess we'll have to wait and find out. It is Michigan. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, yesterday we had a couple little flurries, nothing major, and then I've been out and about running errands all day today, and it seems like every time I come out of some place and get in the car, it's just a wee little bit darker out, so I don't know.
I'll copy that. I'll tell you what, I'll let you get back to running your errands. I just wanted to say hello real quick, and I wish you a good rest of your day. This is WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township. Clear on your final.
All right, Kurt, always a pleasure. Nice to hear a familiar voice on there. And, yeah, we'll be out here wandering around for a little bit. We got at least another 20 minutes or so till we get home, so we'll be out here. And I hope you have a wonderful one, too, and I hope you don't have to shovel too much snow tomorrow. Whiskey Center County Zero A10, we'll be monitoring.
WRWH is on air monitoring in Mount Clemens area.
WSCH 795, mobile standing by.
Hello again, 795, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
810, this is Mike 795. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, getting dark out here, kind of cloudy, and pretty happy. I'm only 10 minutes from home, so I'll make it before it starts snowing.
Well, I heard you, but I wasn't quite copying what you said. If you can hear me, you're coming in pretty clear. You hear me? I'm just approaching the top of the Zilwaukee Bridge right now, so I should be getting out there pretty good. I'm mobile northbound.
Yeah, you're just a little bit north of me there. I just got off in Bridgeport there. Headed over to Saginaw.
Yeah, you're just behind me. I just passed that. I'm just at the top of the bridge right now, and you're coming in 5x5 with me right now.
You're sounding real good yourself. We're going to go this side for a second because I think I heard somebody else trying to get in there. So if there's another station in there, go ahead, and if not, we'll get back to you in a second. Somebody else trying to get in there. Anyway, go ahead.
WRPD 448. This is Kurt, Groveland Township, breaking in a new HT. Does anyone copy this transmission? Over.
Chief from Canton, WRX 5212, I'm mobile, I got a good copy on you.
Well, that's very good to hear. I got a new Radiodity GM30 Plus, and I wasn't sure if I was hitting the repeater or not. I'm here in Groveland Township. What's your location?
I'm a mobile station at 12 Mile and Mound Road in Warren, Michigan.
Copy that. Well, you're making the trip loud and clear. I'm obviously off of Flint repeater. I'm in a valley, and I kind of got a shot right in that direction across the few lakes, and I get pretty good signal for being as low as I am. Over.
Right. No, you're sounding good into the system. So, yeah, you must have been in real well there to the Flint machine, and it's connected up here. I think 625 is probably Detroit. And I don't know. Radio is on scan, and you were in there loud and clear.
Well, that's very good to hear. I appreciate your comeback. I'm going to go inside back now as it's a little chilly on my front porch. Again, thank you. This is WRPD 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, here on your final.
Ready, yeah, stay warm, okay? There's even colder weather coming in, so good chatting with you. Take care, stay warm, and this is Keith. I'm mobile, WRX, I-212, clear.
WSCH 795, both Kirk and Keith, both of you coming in loud and clear up here at the, I'm on 550 frequency on somebody's repeater up here. I think that might be Lewiston or something, but I'm making that switch from 75 to US 10. Both of you all coming in, both of you coming in loud and clear up here. Must be a good day.
It must be. Yeah, you're loud and clear to me, too. Traffic isn't moving much, so I'm still at 12 in Mound. 12 in Mound. WRX I212.
Yeah, if you come in at 12 and mound, you must be hitting at that 625, that Detroit repeater. But it's loud and clear. Traffic is fairly decent up here. I'm not having a problem yet, but I'm starting to get a little bit of rain here. My buddy up at my cabin's telling me they're already starting to get sleet and snow over on the west side, so they're going to get hit hard today. I don't know how they're going to get hit. The rest of the family's going to get hit down in the metro area, but we're going to get hit hard up here up north.
That's hard. I know a number of people were already hit pretty hard up there. We were talking to another guy that was further for the weekend, and he had like 22 inches of snow, so that's difficult. And I got one of my engineers that works for me that flew in from New York, somehow missed all of it. The airport had just a dusting. The roads on the way to the airport had just a dusting, but she said all around them they were covered in snow.
Well, I was watching the news last night, and they were talking, they've already been hit, like in some parts of New York, they were talking like 48, 50 inches. That's incredible. I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, I don't have a snow machine or a vac that can handle that. I think we'd be staying home and waiting for the great melt.
I don't have any more either. I just have a little bit of money so I can pay somebody.
Yeah, traffic is busy out here now. I made it over to the 696, and it's all snarled up here as we approach 75. Everybody must have had the same idea. Leave work around 3.
Well, I'm starting to get a little bit farther west than that beautiful MI-8 75 corridor repeaters. You're starting to fade out a little bit on me. I think it was Keith. This is Mike, WSDH 795. I'm going to leave this my last to you, and it was nice talking to you, and I'll catch you next time.
Yeah, good call, Mike. I'm down below grade now on the freeway and going under bridges and whatnot. I don't even know if this one's getting out. Mike, 795, nice making your acquaintance. This is Keith. Let's see. WRX, I212, and I'll be clear. I'm mobile.
WRY 411.
See if anybody was out here.
Good afternoon. Bay County.
Very good, very good. I got you into the machine, but I don't kind of pick the fencing there in and out. So. But hope you have a good afternoon there. Just wanted to check in and see how you're doing. Have a good afternoon. This is WRY 411 LD.
Copy that. You have a good one as well.
And 5-4. Station 544, WIUT, 488, copy. WIUT, 488, clear.
WRWV 662, I hear you loud and clear. Over.
WIUG 48. Roger. WRPV 448 monitoring. WIUG 48, copy.
Hello, Jack, this is Kurt. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just finished shopping, grocery shopping. I'm heading home. Wait.
Copy that. Your transmission's coming in a little broken and intermittent. Must be the mobile. Over.
I'm in the mobile.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, eat a lot and drink a lot and play cards a little bit.
Oh, that sounds like lots of fun. Lots of fun. Can't say our Thanksgiving was that action-filled, but ours was nice. Over.
That's good. You're sounding good. How about now? Is now any better?
Yeah, at the moment you're sounding much more clear. Are you away from buildings or pointed toward the repeater maybe? Jack, that last transmission went all to you know what. Could barely make out a word. Over.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe that 2x4. That comment 2x4, I don't know how it is out there. Maybe it had a little water or something like that. Roger.
Copy that. Now that was loud and clear. Over.
Yeah, how about now? I think now it's better.
Yeah, Roger. That sounded pretty good.
Not snowing by you there?
had a couple light flakes started a few minutes ago. Right now, there being a little dusk out, kind of hard to see, but I think I see some snow falling. Over.
I know what you're saying. It was snowing when I was there. I was out there being in John R., and it was snowing a little bit. But now, when you're driving, you cannot tell anyhow. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Be interesting to see what kind of totals we get across the state tonight. Over.
Well, in here, they're saying about 60% of the snow, but I don't know how much.
Yeah, copy that. Hey, on a side note, have you talked to Sheboygan Bob lately?
I didn't hear nothing from Bob, not yesterday, not today either. Roger.
Yeah, it's been a few days since I've spoken with him as well. I hope all is good. Over.
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Roger.
Well, copy that, Jack. I'm going to go ahead and get on the side here. Your radio is sounding much better. As always, great pleasure to speak with you. This is Kurt from Groveland Township, WRPB 448, and I am clear on your final. Have a good evening, Jack. I'll be standing by.
Kurt, good talking to you. You take care. You have a good evening. WIUG 488. Station 421, WIUG 488.
WRZF 865, monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544.
Station 544, this is WRPB 448. Is that you, Bob?
Hope so. WRZP 544. I'm back to you there, Kurt.
How have you been, Bob? Jack and I were just talking about you a little bit ago. Over.
Had to handle a situation here with 911 and animal control. Seems my neighbor thinks it's okay to chain his dog outside in a blizzard with no water, no shelter for hours at a time. So I had to put a stop to it. I was busy. I did hear y'all calling, but I was busy elsewhere on the property.
Wow. Well, copy that. I hope everything is resolved in an appropriate manner.
Over.
I did my part as an animal owner and activist of the animal kingdom, so I eat them. I mean, all our critters go good with potatoes, but we got to take care of the ones that can't fend for themselves, Roger.
Copy that. God bless you. You're a good man. Other than that, how is the weather up there?
Roger that. Kurt, I got you on my radar up here, and I pay for the Mac Daddy premium on it. Things look good. Bands are coming through from the tip of the Mackinac Bridge as far as south as Otsego Lake there outside of Gaylord. Of course, those are lake effect bands, and they're expecting anywhere from 9 to 13 inches depending on your location. Over.
Wow, where is here for sure? I don't know how much I'm supposed to get tonight. Probably another inch, maybe two. I have no idea, but you guys are you're built for it up there, so you'll fare nice. Over.
We'll just chalk that up to some of that fine army training. But yeah, we're fine. Just an FYI, as far as road conditions have, they're warning of flash freezing of highways here. And then I'm looking at it, and the new report is anywhere from 5 to 10 additional inches, but definitely a heavy road freeze warning up here. All systems are go on the highway. The only red caution I see is just before Gaylord and then after Gaylord at the time being. All systems show currently green.
Well, very good. I'm about as ready as I guess I'm going to be. I managed to get the oil changed in my generator, so that's ready. Getting a little bit closer to a surgery date, I hope, and then things will just be smooth sailing after that. But in the meantime, just enjoying a nice quiet day and scanning the radio. And that's about that. Over.
Good copy there, Kurt. Yeah, all systems go here at DLZ. Like I said, we're ready for it. We're prepared for it. But nothing Mother Nature can't throw at us or that we can't get through for sure. And that's good to hear, because that was going to be one of my next questions on your old surgery, though. So that's a blessing as well. All right, brother. No news is good news, as I said. And, oh, I did hear you on your HT. As I said, I was just occupied elsewhere. What'd you pick up? Over.
Just a cheap Radiodity GM30 Plus. I got a couple GM30s back when I first started GMRS, and for whatever reason, I can't get those to log into a repeater. This one went right into the repeater, no problem. It's got a bigger display on it. It's got some features on it I don't think I'll ever use, like a GPS and stuff, but, you know, a cheap little $30 HT, and I put a Nagoya antenna on it, and seems to do pretty good. I can put it in the drawer with the rest of them, you know what I mean? Over.
That I do most certainly. Like Jack and Nagoya antennas, my HTs and radios here seem to multiply like rabbits sometimes, but and then a lot of them get sent back for that very reason. Firmware issues. I've had some issues with a couple of H3s, and I've had to send back. But, yeah. All right. Well, keep doing what you're doing, and we appreciate the shout-out. And, Kurt, you be safe down there. Always a pleasure. WRZP 544, player monitoring on your final, sir.
Well, I'm really glad I was able to talk to you today. It had been a few days. I will be monitoring the radio intermittently all night. This is WRPV 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, clear and monitoring. Have a good night.
WSPI 392 mobile.
WSBS 311, this is WSBN 87.
Go ahead, 887.
I got to make a stop on the way home, so I'll be a little late. But I'm only stopping at over there at Garfield.
Gotcha. Your son is waiting patiently for you. He's chomping at the bit over here.
Are you heating up the soup?
We were pretty hungry, so yes, already eaten. We got the vegetable soup for you once you get here.
Stop at that Family Dollar, whatever it is, and then I'll be home.
Okay, sounds good. See you in a bit. WSBS 311.
WSBN 87 out. WSBS 311.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm going to run into Target instead. It's much more fun. I'll be there when I get there. Over.
You take your time, be safe, except for the crazies. I'll see you a little bit soon. WSBS 311.
WRFE 702, listening.
WRUU8 City.
Hey Sean, how's it going? WRUX 245.
Oh, not going bad. Sitting around the house. Couldn't decide whether I wanted to make something or go get something, but know which one's going to win there, so. My wife suggested chicken, so I said, ooh, Chicken Shack, haven't been there for a while. So that's what's up.
Ah, yeah, Chicken Shack is always good. Yeah, the thing here is trying to figure out what to do. But I think probably going to be something I've got here.
Well, that is definitely the more economical way to go, and I certainly know that. But I'll tell you, I don't spend squat on groceries, so, you know, it's an offset. Now, you know, obviously if I bought groceries, I could get a lot more bang for my buck, but we eat out an awful lot.
Yeah, we eat out maybe, probably about 30% of the time. It's not too often, but, definitely often enough. But I've got a few too many options here, so I think I'm going to do something here instead of going out tonight.
Oh, yeah, that's my problem. If I had the stuff and, you know, and all that, and I think if I had my kitchen's kind of a little galley kitchen. There's just not a lot of room. It's not great. I think if I had a really decent kitchen, I'm thinking about building. And, I would definitely make sure that the kitchen would be very chef-friendly. And I would be inclined to cook a lot more if, I had the space to prepare things and, good way to keep everything stored, pantries and all that. I just, I don't really have that. So that's probably the biggest thing keeping me from cooking more, because I don't mind it. I like cleaning up, though. Cleaning up sucks.
Yeah, I got you there. I agree with you there. And, my kitchen here is just absolutely tiny. I'm still, 7.
side of the kitchen, there's just enough room for the stove. And on the other side, there's a counter, you know, with the kitchen sink in it, which is maybe 6 foot long. And that is my kitchen. So there's really not enough room to do anything. It can't be kind of a pain.
Yep, when it's like that, you got to be very very good at keeping it tidy, keep things to a minimum, and I am not, so that's my big, let's see, can I turn in here? I don't know, can I, yeah, it looks like I'm going to make it. All right, turned into the chicken shack. I had cars to contend with, but I beat them. I know I'm early, though, they said, oh, yeah, I'm about 15 minutes ahead when they said it would be ready.
Yeah, sounds like you're going to have to wait a few. They're usually pretty good on the time there. But, yeah, you know, I've got a little air fryer and a coffee pot there in the kitchen, and that probably takes up about a quarter of the counter. So, yeah, it's just pathetic. It's hard to do. But, you know, we've got the deep freezer and stuff down in the basement, so, you know, just to keep it out of the freezer and get a little bit more room up here, but, yeah, I tend to store a lot of the extra stuff downstairs or, you know, out the dining room area. But, yeah, it makes it real difficult, that's for sure. I've been thinking about popping down the wall between the kitchen and the dining room. Since, you know, we don't really use the dining room very often, to be honest. We usually have little things out here.
You've been having some sort of a crackly pop going on while you were talking, and got real bad right at the end of that one, so I don't know what it is, but I'm going to go inside now. I'm going to see if my stuff's ready, and yeah, as far as blowing out a wall, you know, that's my kids are thinking about doing that with their kitchen / dining room, and it would make for real nice. They got plenty of room, but it's just, you know, it's old school. Back when kitchens were you know, a small little separate room. Nowadays, having the kitchen open and everything is the way everybody goes. But, all right, anyhow, I'll catch you in a bit. I'm going to run inside here and see if my food's ready. And be back in a bit. WRUU850 after yours.
All right, yeah, sounds good, and I'll see what might be causing some of that popping here. It could be a couple of little issues. So, yeah, definitely thanks for letting me know that. And, yeah, I should be on here when you get done. You know, enjoy your meal if I don't talk to you, but, yeah. I'll say 73 to you for now, and WRUX 245, standing by.
WRYH 411 Unit 1 to Unit 2. Don, are you listening? WSE 202, see if we can't get these things fired up tonight and working right. Come on.
nothing but static on that end, no doubt. Let me give a shout out to WRZP544 Bob up there in Sheboygan. You got a copy on this WSEU202? Hello, WRZP 544. I sure do, sir. Hey, this was Scott down here in Roseville. Ain't been out here in a while. How you been?
Systems go here, brother. You're not missing a thing. Just watching the snow come in across all the lake effect here, Roger.
Yep, there you go. I've just been off there for a little while. I had other things to do, take care of down here. New transmission in my work truck, and we're back on the road, and here we are.
Roger that. So she's up and running as she should, then, I take it, Roger?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. It's running really good and all that, and I had to move all my radio stuff from one room into the other, so I had to remake all the coax, redo all the cables coming in from outside in the house. So it took me a while to get that all up and going, but I think we're pretty much set down here for the winter.
After that, we are as well. All systems go here at DLZ, so... For you, we'll do it again, and do take care, and I'm glad you got things situated now. I know how that is. Like I say, we're ready for the old winter here, and we're keeping an eye on the weather, and we got everything we need there. We're pretty well stocked, so enjoy your evening, brother. We'll do it again. WRZB 544.
You take care of yourself, Bob. We'll be monitoring down here.
MRK 367, just doing a radio check. Made that noise and needs to hit the repeater. Let's see if anybody... MRK 367, just doing a radio check. Talk to like Monroe and all that. WMRK 367 radio test.
No. RFE 702, light radio check.
WMRK 367, in radio check. WMRK 367, radio check. Radio check.
Hey, 367, that radio is working.
Hi, I'm over here at 8 Mile and Middle Belt, Farmington Hills. Whereabouts are you at?
Hey, 367, we're over here in Roseville, Michigan, 696 and 94.
Alright, you sounded good, man. I just wanted to check out my new antenna.
WSGC 426, the radio check.
That radio is working.
Thank you for the feedback. Out here by 94 and 21 mile.
You're in Roseville over here pretty good. WSE 202.
WRFX 966 from WRCY 565. Out there. WRCY 565 is clear.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488. WRZP 544.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
Monitoring the frequency.
WIUG 488, go ahead, Bob.
That. Forgive me earlier, brother. I up with something else so I couldn't get to the radio. Roger?
We don't give them everything. Nothing. I don't care, Bob. You're welcome.
Roger that. Well, all systems go here, and we hope you're well. Over.
Yeah, you too. You take care, Bob. We'll talk a little bit later, probably or tomorrow. WIUG, please.
WIZP 544, clear. Monitoring the network.
Hey, Jet. This is WMRK 367. I just want. Where are you out, in Romulus?
Oh, I'm in Rochester Hills.
Bob, in Sheboygan. Roger.
Well, who is that? I know who's that. Roger.
Hi, Jack, you're in Rochester Hills, and I heard a Sheboygan popping. This is GMR.
I'm in Rochester Hills. Roger.
A call sign.
What a shit storm. How's it going? I got a new radio, Jack. KFADA. Oh, nah. WRVD Transport. Well, Dave, I'm glad to hear you back. You're coming and go down to the new radio.
So, which repeater is it coming in? Is that the Detroit repeater or a different one?
Sounds like you are at a Detroit repeater, not Mount Clemens one. Roger.
How about now? Is this a little bit better? I put it up to high power.
It says not a lot better. Hey, I look.
I'll try this antenna. This one should be a little bit better, I hope.
I got 4 wide or 6 wide?
It's probably about 6 watts.
Hey, it sounds really good on that 6 watt. What's the name of that radio? Is that one of them bullfing radio?
Yeah, I'd say, what is it? It's that new one, the Pro 8. I can't remember. It's got many letters in it. FPHP 5, you know, 8, 8HP or something like that, Pro.
These, and they're in the front area, and they really do a good job here. I don't know how, but they talk from a front, and they are really very clear radios. Roger.
Yeah, I'm impressed with it. It does get hot, though. That's the only problem. It does get a little warm on high power here. Anyways, I'm gonna listen to these guys with their open mic and see if I can get any secrets. I will chat with you later, Bear Jack. WRZ294.
Hey Dave, good to hear you and good talking to you. You take care. WIEG48. Is that Eric by you there, by the way?
I don't know where Eric is. I'm sure he's listening, he might be doing TV time.
I like to watch TV. All right, Dave, talk to you a little bit later. WIEG 48.
that hot, I told you to go to that hotel.
Yeah. Roger. Where did Jack go? WRUG 488, WRTX 957. Hey, Donald, are you out there? Over? WRTX 957, clear.
$124 for a carton of Camel non-filters.
I said, I am out of Lincoln.
WRTX 930.
WRMU805 mobile, standing by.
WRTX930.
That guy out there was smoking a cigar.
I was smoking a cigar. I don't know what you're talking about, Jack. WRTX930.
What did you do? I think it was more than that.
Man, I hear you, Jack, but man, it's really, I don't know if it's you or me.
Well, I'm on a small antenna, 10-watt radio. How about now? Now any better? WIUG 48.
I don't know where he went, Jack, but yeah, it was 100% better. WIUX 245.
Station 245, how you doing? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm doing all right, just sitting here watching a little bit of TV before I go to bed. How you been doing lately, Jack?
Roger.
I couldn't make that out. You got doubles there. Can you go again?
I don't know. It might be another station out there.
Yeah, there was another station that was coming in on top of you, and I could just barely make out what they were saying, but it was just a big jumbled mess.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, sure did. Went over to see the family, and, it was pretty nice. Had some turkey. You know, a bunch of pies, cookies, you know, lots of food. It was pretty much endless. But, it was a good time getting to see the family and visit with all the kids and stuff everybody's got. So, yeah, it was definitely a nice time. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
I ate a lot. And I drank a lot, too. And we played a couple of cards, you know. Roger.
Oh, yeah, that's always a good time. I don't tend to drink too much, but, had a little bit, so. It's always a time for that. It's a good time getting to see family and, relax and have some good food, watch football. Definitely a good day.
Yeah, I was with a family too, of 28 of us. We all had talking, having fun, watching TV, and all that good stuff. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I got a big family there too. You know, my aunt, she had six daughters, and they've all got kids, and, you know, one of them had six kids themselves, so, there's a whole lot of people, usually around 40 to 50 people that are there for the Thanksgiving dinner. WRUG 488, you still there, Jack? WRUX 245.
Yeah, I don't know, is it my race or a repeater or something like that? It got cut off for a little bit.
No, it might be mine. I know there's another station out there, too, that was cutting in, but, I had an issue earlier with some popping on the line, and I thought I took care of it with a loose connection, but could still be a little bit of something there.
Yeah, no problem. Well, take care and have a good evening. WIUG 488.
All right, yeah, you too, Jack. It's always nice talking to you, and have yourself a good evening. Say 73 to you, WRUX 245, stand by.
WRTX 930, WIUG 48, copy.
Yeah, you both just tried to call each other at the same time.
WRUX 930, are you still out there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jack. Does this sound better? I switched my other antenna. I switched back to my old antenna.
The old antenna does a good job, Ken. Roger.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So you're not outside smoking cigar and feeling that heat with the lungs?
No cigars tonight, just deep in my, trying to rebuild some trailer brakes here, but yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
Yes, it is. I never was one on, but I see somebody was working on it. It took me 5 days, it said, to put all that stuff together, and it's still not together.
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, these stupid trailer brakes are like 1940s technology. Why is the trailer industry this far behind everything? I don't get it.
You know, because they make them cheap. That's the reason why.
Well, you can make newer stuff cheap just as well. You can make newer electric calipers cheap. You don't have to use the electric drum brake, the magnet that drags on the drum. It's totally stupid. It's just totally stupid. Stupid. Stupid 1940s technology.
One like that a long time ago, and when I drive, when I take off, and I can hear the tire not going nowhere, and I don't know what the heck is going on. I took it off and took it back on, it still wouldn't do it. The brakes are tight, very tight, so I just let it go. I set the trailer on the side, then I had to call a tow truck to tow it.
There's no reason for that. There's no reason the trailer industry has to be 50 years behind the rest of the world. The stupid... Yeah. I'm over it, Jack.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, Jack. I really do. You know, it really, you know, it was so bad because when we were going an hour, and then it didn't go nowhere, and I can hear the squeeze those tires in the back, so that's why I stopped. When you're on a expressway, you don't know what the heck is gonna happen, and that's why.
You're pulling the trailer, you got some equipment on the back, you got an RV or whatever it is, yeah. I don't know why the trailer industry is 50 years behind everybody else, but they seem to be the way they are. The stupid drum brakes, the electric magnet thing that drags on the inside of the drum. Totally stupid, that's 1940s. It's literally 1940s technology.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Hey, by the way, is it snowing by you that way?
It is snowing, yep. Yeah, we have a couple inches here. It's supposed to get a couple more.
We got about an inch in here. Roger.
she's snowing and blowing right now. I mean, the wind's blowing and the snow's coming down.
It's nice. I love it.
Well, now you can put the snowmobile out, right?
Snowmobile's up north, but yeah, now I can put some more wood in the stove, and my wife will be. I said, why is the wood? Why are you running the wood stove? Because it's cold out.
That's how it
Yeah, that's the way it goes. All right, Jack, I'm gonna go in. Good chatting with you. 73's clear on your final. WRTX 930.
Hi, Ken. Good to hear from you and good talking. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 38 clear.
WRVJ 258.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? WRUX 245.
Howdy. WRUX 245. You're going to have to help me out. I should know the name.
Yeah, you probably should. It's Jim in East Point.
Oh, that WRUX 245. Hi, Jim. How you been, man?
Yep, that's me. Been doing all right. Just, you know, got the Christmas lights put up for the most part. You know, had a good Thanksgiving and got to see the family. But, yeah, for now, just kind of sitting relaxed and watching a little bit of TV here before I go to bed. How have you been doing lately?
Well, that's pretty much the same situation over here, Jim. I don't decorate for anything over here. I keep a low profile. I let everybody else do all the decorating in the neighborhood. But celebration. Two older brothers. They always have in our family a bunch of November birthdays, and this year we kind of folded in a cursory pre-Christmas celebration as well, because we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get together before the Christmas holiday. So we did, on Thanksgiving Thursday, we did everything, and it turned into a big bash. We had a great time, at least I did, and we all converged on my brother and sister-in-law's place in Fraser, so not too far away, and gosh, it was an 8-hour eating, drinking, et cetera, fest. We had a good time. So glad we got a chance to do that over the long weekend. And since then, kind of finished up the most of the leftovers and got some work in this week, and still have a little more to do. And otherwise, actually have a show on the
the weekend on Saturday, that providing audio and live audio and lighting production for on Saturday. So that's just up here in Roseville. So not a long way to go, but it'll be a full day. And I've been doing a little bit of pre-show homework for that to make sure that I don't have to run around with my head, my head in a whirl on Saturday. So I think we're going to be fine on that. But just to listen here, I monitor here from the easy chair, have the radio set up on the end table next to the easy chair here, and I listen. I hear a lot of folks come and go on the repeater system here, but don't usually chime in too much. But figured I'd throw my call out just to see if anybody was listening, and I made it all the way from East Point to East Point.
Yep, that's it. But yeah, sounds like you're having a nice full few days there. And I wish you luck for sure on your coming off the gig there. But I tend to be one of the only people here on the block that actually puts up any lights, so I kind of do it more for myself than anybody else. But a few of the kids in the neighborhood enjoy it too. So I figure it's kind of worth it for me to do. I don't go all out and, have a big display like some people do, but, I run some lights along the fence and along the porch and the awning. So just something small, looks halfway decent, But, definitely wish you luck here on the upcoming gig.
Well, thank you for that. I hope that there isn't too much luck involved, but I'll take whatever I can get. Take whatever well-wishing and good vibes you can send my way, because this is for a group of, and this is my second year doing this for this particular group. It's Vets Returning Home is the name of the organization, which is based, I believe, out of Warren. It started out with a facility that's still there at 696 in Gratiot on the northeast corner there. And they have a dormitory for veterans returning home from battle or then having other issues, challenges, finding homes. It's to keep vets from becoming homeless, basically, or giving homeless vets a chance at a new start. So it's a great organization with a great cause. They've been doing well. They've been expanding over the past several years, and they bought the old, you remember the old Men's Warehouse up on Gratiot up there? I think it's north of 13. It's kind of over near the police station. Maybe it's south of 13, between 12 and 13, I think, on the west side. Anyway, they turned that into a thrift shop, and that is where the show is taking place again this year. They've got an actual one-hit wonder performer, a guy by the name of Jim Gold. Jim Gold and Gallery is the musical act, and they were a one-hit in the late 60s, early 70s. And their hit, you can look it up on Google, Nice to Be With You. It was a top 40 hit, Nice to Be With You. Jim Gold and Gallery. Anyway, that's the musical group that was last year, and they're back again this year, apparently by popular demand, and so am I. So that's how we're doing it.
Yeah, that sounds really good. It's definitely a nice cause. I mean, that's something that really kind of hits home. You know, my uncle, he was a vet and ran into some hard times. It's probably been about 6 years now. And he's somewhere on his own, homeless in the streets of Detroit. And, you know, we haven't been able to find him in years. You know, we continue to search for him all the time and just we can't find him. The VA does tell us that he's still around and he does come in. But other than that, they won't give us any information on where he's at, so we can't really locate him. But yeah, it's definitely nice to see that you know, they keep people off the streets, especially in this cold weather, and you know, helping to find them houses and stuff too. That's definitely a great cause.
Wow, Jim. Well, I'm gonna pray for your uncle and hope that he finds what he needs to find. We don't often understand the difficulties of returning back to civilian life after deployment and all that. What is often very young people going into the military have to face, and often they feel that, and in many ways they are on their own when they come back, but they tend to not want to lean on anybody. They don't want to share their wounds in front of friends and family, so they go off on their own, and we don't understand all of it. Everybody's different, of course, so you can't just treat them all the same. It's not the same. But this is a, I think, a very noble cause, and I was unaware of it until a musician friend who's involved with the project more directly called me and said, hey, you know, we need sound reinforcement for, we're putting on these shows, and, you know, will you do it? And I said, yeah, I'm available, I'll do it. So it turns out to be a good thing all the way around. But at any rate, I'll pray for your uncle, and who knows if there's any for you to communicate with him, let him know about the vets returning home thing. It's in Warren, Roseville, and who knows where else right now. But here in the Macomb County area, it's expanding, and they have numerous dormitories where they're putting people up. It's a transitional place for folks to come in off the street and not have to have to worry too much. You know, it's a safe environment, and they provide counseling and a lot of other services. So, at any rate, I won't keep you any longer, but I just wanted to say, throw my call out and see who was listening, and I found you, so good. Oh, by the way, one other thing. You say you keep your decorations kind of modest. There's a guy, he's, I think, one street to my west and one street to my south. He's on a corner, and he really, really does the full-on, you know, starting mid-September, he's got the full Teddy Krueger, whatever they call it, the whole Halloween, everything, the Halloween display is way overboard. You know, animatronics, flashing lights, goes all day, all night for a month and a half, from mid-September until the end of October. He's got that thing going full bore. And then as soon as November 1st hits, it's all Christmas. He's got the flashing Santas and the flying sleighs and inflatable Frosty the Snowman, and you name it, he's got it. And the lots here are small, as you know, but he's got every inch jam-packed with something. And I'm just glad I'm not next door.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know what? It's actually funny that you mentioned that. I know exactly who you're talking about. I went to high school with him. And his name is Jim also. It's Jim Churchill. And yeah, he does. And he's got it set up for everything, and it's just, yeah, nonstop. But I can definitely see why you would say that, because yeah, he kind of does a little nuts with it, if you ask me. But hey, you know, each to his own. And I agree. I wouldn't like to be living next door or across the street. That's for sure.
Well, Jim, everybody's got to have a hobby, right? So I guess that's it. He probably thinks I'm really nuts because I string wires in the trees and have antennas poking up the house and off of my car like a porcupine and stuff like that. So who's the weirdo, right? Okay. Hey, Jim, take care. Have a good night. I'm